It's Emmy season. The Television Academy announced the nominations for the 70th Annual Emmy Awards this week. And here to give us the rundown is Linda Holmes, NPR's pop culture blogger and television enthusiast. She joins us now. Hi.
Hi, Renee.
Well, first, this was a great year for new comedies.
That's right. There are 8 nominees for Outstanding Comedy Series, and 3 of them were in their first year of eligibility. One is Glow on Netflix, which is about women wrestlers. One is The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, which is on Amazon, a period piece in the 50s. And another one is Barry, a hitman, very dark comedy on HBO.
Of the 3 of those, do you have a favorite?
I do. I really love Barry. It's very dark and creepy, but Bill Hader is the star of that. A lot of people know him from Saturday Night Live. He's wonderful, wonderful in it.
So it sounds like a tough competition there. Not as many shakeups in the drama category.
Yeah, that's right. There are a lot of the ones that have been nominated the last couple years are repeating. You got your Game of Thrones and Handmaid's Tale, The Americans. A lot of the same shows that have been nominated the last few years are nominated again.
You're a great person to ask this of. Did anything surprise you or disappoint you?
There are some really wonderful comedies that were left out. It's such a crowded category. The Good Place is a show I love on NBC. One Day at a Time on Netflix is one that I love. It's just a really crowded field in comedy right now.
I want to talk also about Sandra Oh. Now, she's the first Asian woman to be nominated as an outstanding actress in a drama for her work in Killing Eve.
I believe there is a female assassin operating internationally, and she's targeted a number of influential people. She doesn't have a signature, but she certainly has style, and I don't know who or what is behind her, but I don't think she's slowing down, and that just interested me, I guess. But also apparently makes me a fantasist and a crackpot and completely on my own, and, you know, frankly, I don't even anymore. She is outsmarting the smartest of us, and for that she deserves to do or kill whoever the hell she wants. I mean, if she's not killing me, then frankly it's not my job to care anymore.
Sandra Oh was on Grey's Anatomy for a very long time. She was a lot of people loved her in that. She's in Killing Eve, which is on BBC America, and she is a Canadian woman whose parents were Korean immigrants, and she's the first woman of Asian descent to be nominated in this category, lead actress in a drama series.
And John Legend, he's now just an Emmy away from, I love this, EGOT.
That's right.
That's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, and Tony for Jesus Christ Superstar Live in Concert.
Neither you sign nor the 50,000 nor the Romans nor the Jews nor Judas nor the 12 nor the priests nor the scribe.
That's right. NBC broadcast a production of Jesus Christ Superstar. John Legend played Jesus, and he's nominated, and he would close that foursome of big awards that very few people, a handful of people have ever won. It's tough competition, but, you know, if he wins it, he will EGOT.
One thing that also stuck out this year is the prominence of streaming networks. Netflix overtook HBO this year. That never happens.
That's right. Netflix took over from HBO as the biggest nominee getter. And that had been HBO for many, many years. And it's partly just because Netflix makes so much stuff, but they did get the most nominations in total. And if you compare them, you know, HBO makes really a relative handful of shows compared to Netflix. But Netflix finally pulled ahead in sheer numbers.
And one last fun item, Megan Amran. Please. Okay, explain.
Megan Amram is a writer for The Good Place, which I mentioned earlier on NBC.
Action. Hi, my name is Megan Amram, but a fictionalized version of myself for this web series. I was watching the Emmys last year, and there was a category called Outstanding Actress in a Short Form Comedy or Drama Series. And I thought to myself, wow, I could win that.
So she made a web series called An Emmy for Megan that was only designed to get her this Emmy nomination. So in it, she emotes, and it's all emoting about wanting an Emmy nomination. So it's kind of a show within a concept of a show. It was very, very funny, and much to not my surprise particularly, she did get her Emmy nomination. And I don't know if she's going to win or not, but if she did, boy, that would be a great moment, wouldn't it?
Yes. Linda Holmes writes NPR's pop culture blog, Monkey See. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Renee.